Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So we need to talk about this awkward situation that happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's the unreturned I love you.
Yes.
Oh, the worst.
Right.
Most awkward thing to ever go through on either side.
Yeah, when they ambush you and you're not ready.
I think it's more awkward on the person who's saying it.
Who initiated the...
Yes. Well, no, you're right. The other person has to, like...
Let them down or figure out what to say.
Without hurting their feelings.
Why don't you want to say it back?
Because you don't feel it.
You don't mean it.
You're not there yet.
Or you just you know you're never, but you just want to keep using her head.
You want to still want the relations.
Of course, that's a dude's answer. You'll never, but you still want to, you know.
I don't want to lose that.
What could I say?
Yes, exactly.
Besides what you want to hear, to keep doing the other thing
without you
wigging out.
Yes.
You just say it, Steve.
What? Did that just blind not
no.
mean it?
No.
Yes.
No.
Well, why not? People fall in and out of love. It's easier sometimes to just go, and also, what kind of love are we talking about? Because I can say it right now. Steve, I love you. Amber, I love you. I would cry at each of your funerals.
Oh.
I don't like that's my love, but it's not
so
a romantic.
Then it's, okay. So then you're like, I love you too, babe. And then you're like,
yes.
Well, I meant actually just that, like, as a person, you're cool.
In love with you, yeah.
The key is to just, you got to inflect a little and you got to say, yeah.
Yeah. It's a you.
They go, oh my God, I'm so in love with you. It's like, I love you too.
Ew. Because I'm so mad at you right
like
now.
You got through it, right? You like...
Yeah, it bought you some time.
It did. You set a stopwatch, though, because at one point she's going to be like, what do you love about me most? And it's like, the area where I can't...
You guys are the worst.
Real experts have come out and told us what to say when that happens.
Okay.
But before we do, who's been in the situation and on which side? I've only been on one side of this.
Oh, you said it and they didn't receive.
Why would you guess that?
Because you're neurotic.
Because it's you. Yeah.
That wasn't your regular girls that I know. This must have been a girl that
no,
I know.
No, I I'm super attachy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like... Whoa. Amber's like, you just told me you love me, so slow your roll there, Slacks.
And what'd they say or do, and you didn't get the response you were hoping for. But
I got, it was nothing. It was just like super silent, and then I think I got a hug.
Like a half arm hug or a...
Yeah, it was like...
Butt out.
The bro hug. Yes. It was the handshake with the other hand around hug. Like, you guy.
Little noogie at the end.
Yeah.
Because they have power on you. They have hand in the relationship.
Dang.
At least they didn't lie to you and say it back to you, though. Like you would have done to them.
Right.
You're right. But on the two different times... Never mind.
What?
They eventually did say it to me.
They just weren't ready.
And I cheated on both of them. Damn it! Yeah, because it was like, did just never felt like, you know.
He was too scorned from not
having it. I was like, you didn't love me fast enough.
Right.
Better love me faster. So you guys have been on it where somebody said it to you?
No.
You've said it?
Nope. I've never been in either, thank goodness.
So you both like rock, paper, scissors, like who's ready to say it? And then you just say it at the same time?
No, I waited I waited until they said it, and then I said it back.
Did you meant it, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Both times.
You've told me you've said it a few times, but barely ever meant it.
And I did it when, remember the story of the suicidal girl in high school? Oh. She's the one that said it to me first, and that's what I didn't say anything back. And I think I said, well, I'm done with this or something.
Oh. You broke up with her when she, you can't, that is, I haven't even read the whole story, but I can tell you that's not, it's like, I love you or through is not how.
Perhaps. And looking back, was bad. Poor timing. Not bad. I just, yeah.
Especially when she's got some mental.
She went. I know.
So here are the actual medical expert things to say back. Number one, I'm not ready to say that back, but I do know that you're important to me.
I think I like that one.
You would take this if he told you that, that'd be okay.
I don't.
I might say the I'm not ready to say that back, but.
But then it's going to start
headed
a dialogue.
That direction. Catching up to
you. Then what do I have to do to get you over the hump? I would be like, dude, like, what am I not doing? Is it a time thing? Why won't you love me? Love me, Amber. Yeah. But love me.
But now you just want to break up with him, because now he's just a pathetic. Yes.
Desperate.
Yeah.
Next, you can say this. I'm so happy to have you in my life.
Ouch. That doesn't feel right.
That doesn't feel right either. That doesn't equate love.
No.
You're in my life. That's good enough.
Or you can say, well, you make me so happy and I appreciate you so much.
I like how you soften your voice
Well, because you're describing if love is a cake that has milk and eggs and happiness and appreciation, like I'm saying, you've got the happiness and the appreciation. I just need some milk and eggs. Like, we're almost there. We're almost to cake.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I got most of the ingredients.
Okay.
All right.
The last one you can say is, you can make out with them.
That's what I would do.
Wait, what do you do?
Go in for the kiss. Just give a big smile and like a, you're so, yes. And then just kiss them.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.